Freedom is just another word for the Medicare for the Lazy Man podcast. The Medicare podcast that wonders where all the flowers have gone. And now, wondering when his hover car will be ready to buy, it's Medicare expert Doug Jones.
Hello, everybody. Here we are again, prepared for another exciting episode of the Medicare for the Lazy Man podcast. I want to thank my Canadian nephew, Drew McMillan, for that magnificent introduction. I'm quite certain that he said complimentary things about me, your Medicare expert, Doug Jones. I didn't exactly hear what he said today, but I'll be listening later. And as I said, I'm quite certain it was complimentary. So thank you for joining us today. We are here to help you feel good about your eventual transition from Obamacare to Medicare. And the way that I like to share that good feeling is to encourage people to buy my book, Medicare for the Lazy Man 2023. You will find that it is a veritable fount of helpful information about Medicare, and it is the kind of thing that you will get through in fairly short order. What I suggest people do is get the book, get a stiff drink, sit down in a comfortable chair, and by the time the drink is gone, most of the book will be gone too. But what will not be gone will be the new knowledge that's growing inside your brain about Medicare. It'll tell you what to avoid, what to do, how to stay on track with the various regulatory rules and so forth, and how to avoid pitfalls like late enrollment, lifetime penalties, and things like that. It will encourage you to contact me via email when your time has come in order to help me help you protect you from any bad things that might happen, because occasionally people overlook certain things and wind up without the proper insurance protection. And it's my goal to make sure everybody goes in with their eyes wide open and comes out of their Medicare encounter happy and secure and prepared for the future. That's the goal, and that's what I can help people accomplish. So I do that on a regular basis, and I always suggest that the way to allow that to happen is for my clients and my readers to go to Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com and put in Medicare for the Lazy Man 2023 in the search window. So I will look forward to hearing from you when you decide that Medicare time is approaching, and we shall become well acquainted for a short time while I help you through that process. In the meantime, we should also be well acquainted with Randy Carson, who helps make this podcast sound much better than it would if I were in charge of it. So let's give it up for Randy Carson. Randy, they're applauding. I can hear it. I can hear it through my headphones.
Is that what that is? I thought it was just, you know, I'm me hearing things in my head, but
no, it's the cheering and the applause are stifling almost.
Okay. Well, I'm glad to hear that, because I could always use a good hand up, you know.
Oh, by the way, you remember our new timers? I'm going to set my timer for 5 minutes.
Unfortunately, I can't hear it, but
I'll do what I can to correct that this time. I had a timer and I spent 5 minutes talking about how we were only going to be goofing off for 5 minutes before we get started with each episode. And of course, it was over 10 minutes by the time we actually got started. So,
well, I am going to make sure that we get started on a timely basis here. So there's I don't think I have any games to play. There's no stump the insurance expert. There's none of that.
The chat we had right before the recording session started was kind of depressing about melanoma and your neighbor and my neighbor who've had melanoma. And that's not a pleasant thing to think about.
No, it isn't. So I'm going to go ahead and say, let's go ahead and get going. We're going to surprise the heck out of most of our listeners because we never get started on the business at hand in Medicare supplements until at least the 10 minute mark.
I'm going to applaud you for making that decision, and I'm going to ask why my timer still reads quadruple zeros. So we were not ever going to hear from it.
There seems to be an issue with that.
There was an issue. Yes, an issue.
It's a problem, Doug. It's a problem.
Alrighty. So I try to get organized and make a list of all the articles I have in this big pile of information, Medicare related, most of it. But I had put one in here that intrigued Randy. He said, I don't know what the heck that's all about. So I said, okay, I'm going to address that first so that you understand. And I'm not even going to read the whole article. It's 3.5 pages long. And it is a complaint that I laugh at, I ridicule, because I think it's so stupid. The headline is, Black Patients Dress Up and Modify Speech to Reduce Bias, a California Survey Shows. And this was written by some woman named Annie something or other, sciatica, it looks like, on March 10th of 2023, and it starts out talking about a Black man that lives in Tracy, California, but he's willing to drive an hour into the Bay Area's more urban regions for doctor's appointments. I feel like those doctors are the ones who pay attention to Black folks or minorities of color, he says. Well, the whole thing is, I'm white, I'm not Black, and I had kids, and I taught them to dress up when they went to the doctor. I taught them to modify their speech when it needed to be modified. I didn't care about the bias. All I wanted them to do was to act properly in the face of appointments with people that were going to be helping them out, professional or not. I always taught my kids to dress up and to modify their speech so that they always spoke correctly, that they used good grammar. And I even made a whole list of things that irritate me about people that are trying to change the English language, like amazing. I hear people use the word amazing to mean everything. The word amazing can be either good or bad. But when you talk to valley girls or teenagers or, you know, people in their early 20s today, and they say everything's amazing, then it only means good. They don't understand amazing can mean bad as well. And there are lots of other things like that. My children grew up with a proper use of the English language always foremost. And by golly, once you train them properly, then it becomes second nature and they'll always speak properly. But this headline seems to think it's a bad thing for people to dress up and to modify their speech. And that's not my opinion. So kudos to these Black people who want to make sure that they're treating the professionals that they call on with respect. And I'm not saying that that's a bad thing. I think it's a good thing. So I wanted to do a whole episode on Medicare Advantage plans, and there isn't enough time to handle all of this properly. But I will tell you that there is a war brewing in the government and between certain factions, between those who approve of Medicare Advantage plans and those who do not. And Randy and I are among those who do not approve of Medicare Advantage plans. If you read my book, you'll find 10 reasons why a Medicare Advantage plan is likely to cause disappointment. Not every time, and there are a lot of people who have Medicare Advantage plans who have never had disappointment thrust upon them, but my experience in watching the larger population is that Medicare Advantage plans have a great capacity to disappoint people. And there are 10 reasons why in my book, but they basically are the antithesis of Medicare supplement plans. if you were to buy a Medicare supplement plan, you would be asked to pay a premium. And the plans that I recommend have very small monthly premiums in the neighborhood of somewhere between $30 and $50, depending on what state you live in. Your insurance coverage then kicks in whenever you need treatment, and it pays part of that cost for you. Medicare pays the rest of it. So you're protected against the horrifying results of unexpected high medical bills. A Medicare Advantage plan can cost nothing or a very small amount of money, but when you need treatment, they will come after you in the form of deductibles, coinsurance, co-pays, and so forth and so on. So if you get sick, you're going to be spending your money in ways that make up for their lack of 100% coverage. And eventually, you'll have an out-of-pocket limit beyond which the plan will pay 100%, but that out-of-pocket limit could be as much as $7,500 a year, whereas the plan that I recommend for Medicare supplement with a very small premium, the most you could ever spend out-of-pocket would be $2,700 a year, and that's highly unlikely. So Medicare Advantage plans, where do they get their money? If not from your premium dollars, they get their money from the federal government. The feds write them a check for every individual that signs up for the plan's coverage. And that is where the trouble arises, because they're always looking for more money. What is one of the reasons that I do not recommend Medicare Advantage plans? It's because after you've signed up for a Medicare Advantage plan, you're going to be accosted by their agents with a demand to fill out a questionnaire that seeking additional medical problems that you might have, which they then go back to the federal government with and demand even more money than the original agreement called for. And in fact, they have been known to make up these questionnaires to get more money out of the federal government in a fraudulent way. So this is the whole story of Medicare Advantage plans. Now, Randy and I are, we think, in the forefront of the battle against Medicare Advantage plans because they're increasing their market share. And what has happened? We've been joined by some unlikely allies, and those would include people on the other side of the political spectrum from us who normally don't agree with anything that Randy and I think about, but they have become our allies in this battle because they see big problems with Medicare Advantage plans also. Unfortunately, they don't like Medicare Advantage plans because they consider them private enterprise. Randy and I have nothing against private enterprise. I think private enterprise is what this country was built on, and I encourage it, and I want it to continue and to grow. Recent trends have caused private enterprise to come under fire. I have several frogs living in my throat today. But anyway, I will take the assistance that our fellow Medicare Advantage plan haters will give us, because even though I don't agree with their reason for not liking Medicare Advantage plans, I agree with the overall effect of the war, which is if we can defeat Medicare Advantage plans, the people who are insured by Medicare will be better served, and the government will lose less money on a bottomless pit. And so that's what we're hoping for. Fiscal responsibility and fulfilling the promises that Medicare has made to those older people who participate in Medicare. Those are the two things that Medicare Advantage plans do not do well, and those are the reasons why we don't like them. So there's a little blurb here that I ran across. The lobbying group for Medicare insurance companies is called Better Medicare Alliance. They have already spent $10.5 million on TV ads touting massive cuts to the popular type of Medicare insurance, known as Medicare Advantage. In reality, these plans are getting a small increase in 2024, but it's a smaller increase than they would like. So they apparently are spending a ton of money advertising the fact that they're not being treated fairly by the federal government, and that they are going to be hurt by the fact that they're not getting as big an increase as they want. and therefore they intend to pass that misery along to you. Well, now I've got a very lengthy article that I'm not going to read about. Medicare Advantage industry continues to mislead the public to protect their overpayments. Remember how I said that Medicare Advantage plans have been caught fraudulently claiming extra money from the Treasury because their clientele are sicker than originally thought? And it turns out to be a lie. Well, we have now evidence that they are spending their money lobbying and advertising to get the public to defend their small increase in per capita payments from the Treasury so that they can get a larger increase in per capita payments. This is called capitation. When they get money for everybody that enrolls in a Medicare Advantage plan. So there's a little blurb here about fact-checking the ads that are being shown on television. One of the organizations doing this is AHIP. It's an industry, an insurance industry association called America's Health Insurance Plans. And they have taken the dark road here. I deal with AHIP every year, and I am just disgusted with the fact that they are not telling the truth about Medicare Advantage plans. They are supporting the claims, the fraudulent claims of Medicare Advantage plans. So AHIP, along with industry-funded Better Medicare Alliance, have recently run ads in various media trying to Metascare beneficiaries or Medicare participants into preventing the government from reining in Medicare Advantage overpayments. Here we highlight two online ads found on the Washington Post website. These were noticed in February. Ad number one states Medicare Advantage saves taxpayers billions every year by delivering basic benefits at about 85% of the cost of original Medicare. And according to this source, the fact checking that they've done on that, the verdict is false. According to the Medicare Payment Advisory Commission, MedPAC, private plans in the aggregate, Medicare Advantage plans have never produced savings for Medicare. The March report 1 year ago, which also highlighted that nearly all Medicare Advantage plan sponsors are below the cost of traditional Medicare. These efficiencies are shared exclusively by companies sponsoring Medicare Advantage plans and Medicare Advantage enrollees in the form of extra benefits. The taxpayers and Medicare beneficiaries who fund the Medicare Advantage program do not realize any savings from Medicare Advantage plan efficiencies. Here's another fact. Part of the promise of allowing private plans to participate in Medicare, and by this we mean Medicare Advantage plans, was that they could deliver better care more efficiently and at a lower cost. These promises have not been met. According to the Urban Institute, although Medicare Advantage was supposed to generate Medicare program savings, it never has. Here's another fact. Not only has these facts in the article, they label these as factual. Not only has Medicare Advantage never produced savings for Medicare, Medicare Advantage costs Medicare more. According to the Kaiser Family Foundation, Medicare pays more to private Medicare Advantage plans for enrollees than their costs would be in traditional Medicare. On the average, these higher payments have contributed to growth in spending on Medicare Advantage and overall Medicare spending. Not only does Medicare Advantage cost more now, this cost will increase in the future. Elsewhere in the March 2022 report referenced above, MedPAC concludes that as a Medicare Advantage enrollment continues to grow, it will further worsen Medicare's fiscal sustainability. So that's a lot of negative input from people who have seen that first ad. This ad number two states Medicare Advantage has strong bipartisan support because it delivers better value for seniors, people with disabilities, and for taxpayers. And their verdict on this is also false. If the word better applies to beneficiary experience, affordability, utilization, and quality, as analyzed by the Kaiser Family Foundation in 2022. The results are actually quite mixed. And then it goes on to say, if better means value, or if value means out-of-pocket costs, even with a mandated maximum out-of-pocket that all Medicare Advantage plans must provide, people in Medicare Advantage plans can pay more than those in traditional Medicare for the care they receive because of all the co-payments and deductibles and cost sharing that Medicare Advantage plans have that Medicare supplement plans do not have. So we're seeing that the war is heating up. The advertising, the expenditures on the ads are fairly substantial, and the enemies of Medicare Advantage plans are sure to fight back. But these are the kinds of viewpoints that you're going to see from those people. And it's, frankly, along with the Medicare Advantage underhandedness that I see on a regular basis. Here's a letter from a new client of mine named Kevin. He's up in Idaho. And Kevin wrote to me March 1st. And he said, my name is Kevin, and I just read your book on Medicare. What an eye-opener. I had met with a Medicare specialist to weigh my options, and the topic of the supplemental option never came up. In other words, the Medicare specialist that he spoke to get advice as to how to proceed with Medicare coverages never told him that Medicare supplements were an option. And he frankly likes the Medicare supplement option much better than the Medicare Advantage option that he was presented with. And so he said, as the current representative I spoke with has lost great credibility in my eyes by not giving a balanced presentation, I would prefer to continue the process with you. Best bet just to proceed with your website? And so I responded, I'm really sorry you weren't able to get the full picture from the other Medicare person you met with, but I will be very happy to assist you through the process. And it didn't involve going to my website. I basically sent him a questionnaire, as I do with all my new clients, to ask for demographic information that will eventually allow me to tell him what the best costs are for Medicare Advantage plans that are available in his area. And he eventually picked one, enrolled in it, and he is going forth into Medicare as a happy camper with very secure insurance protection and no risk of that Medicare Advantage unhappiness that I see so often with other people. So anyway, that's the short version of the war between Medicare Advantage people and the rest of us. So Randy's looking very serious, like, uh-oh, it's a war that we have to win, and I think it is important that we wage that war vociferously, because it's going to determine the future of the Medicare program. And now I see a bunch of my neighbors chit-chatting outside, and they're all pointing at me. I found that when they wave at me, they don't really know if I'm here waving back or not. My window, my low-E window glass faces the south, and when the sun is out, they don't even know. They just have to assume that I'm waving at them. So, Mr. Friendly here, I'm waving at nothing for no reason.
There you go. Well, I love that article you just went through. Doug is the expert. He's the insurance professional. I'm not, but I've got a number of different fun labels that I've developed over the years working with Doug.
Share a couple of those with us.
Well, and I think these are good labels in that they stick with you. You know, like a good meal, they stick with you. So I came up with the word Medicare Scamvantage.
I think that's one of the best.
That's one of my newer ones, and that was only because someone else stole my other one, which
was what?
Medicare Disadvantage.
Yeah, but you know something? I don't think they stole it. I think you created it, and everybody else in the world has picked it up.
Well, I would like to think that, and I'll go with that for today. But the other thing I was going to just mention to people, things that stick in your mind, there's a reason that Medicare Advantage plans come into the system under Part C.
And what's that reason, Randy?
Because they're crap.
Oh, ouch. Ouch. I knew what was coming, and it's still impactful. Very impactful.
So anyway, that's what I would like you guys to remember today, that the whole concept of Medicare Advantage plans and how it's put together, and I guess ultimately how it's administered, how it's sold, how it's misrepresentation day after day after day, just absolutely burns my butt just like a fire about 48 inches tall.
It's impossible to do justice to Medicare Advantage drawbacks in one episode because we try to limit these episodes to a reasonable amount of time. But the things that are wrong with Medicare Advantage plans take much longer than the time we have in every episode to describe. So rest assured, we have good, solid reasons for taking the opinion that we have.
Absolutely. This is not something we not well considered, I'll tell you. So anyway, thank you for joining us. Our, as I've always said, maybe we should go to a dollar's worth of quarters for these, but we're trying to hold close to the budget at 75 cents. So I always put three quarters in the machine, and that is done for today. But before we go, I want to thank everyone for joining us. It's a whole lot more fun with you than without you. You could have been in a number of different places today, but you weren't. You spent a bit of time listening to us on Medicare for the Lazy Man podcast, and we certainly appreciate that. If you could find a way to give us a little bit of a thumbs up via ratings, we're always in the midst of rating wars with the podcast and the book. You know, we would really appreciate you finding a way to give us a little bit of a thumbs up. Five stars, we'd really appreciate it.
That's our favorite number.
Five is our favorite number. So anyway, thank you for joining us today. You have just spent, as always, about 32 and a half minutes with Doug Jones, the anti-insurance insurance guy, originally from the great state of Oklahoma, no longer living in Arizona, up in the high altitudes behind Cave Creek, in his fortress of solitude. And I think today, I think we are doing well. I think the oxygen is a little bit, you know, thicker than normal. I'm going to put him in at about 6,500 feet.
Oh, I like it. The lower I am, the warmer I am. Thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. Goodbye.